Imagine what it said. About, my Bible said, the devil gets if you be bad.
Okay. My mother always said, you better behave or the boogeyman will get you, she said. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase, and you had to get it from one place to another, you might say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, that suitcase very far.
I'll say two.
Okay. What do you call an animal that has a very hard shell and it lives in water? It can draw its forelegs and its head and tail all the way inside its shell.
Turtle.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that lives on land?
You call that a tarpon.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
A yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed thing that it has that has oars that you use on a lake if you want to get from one side to the other?
You call it a boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
For a necklace.
Okay. Would you ever say a pretty pair of beads, a pretty strand of beads, or a pretty string of beads?
Well, I could see either one, pretty string.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
They beat.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he was down on his, what? Is that a word for that? What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
miser.
Okay. You got time for me? You want me to turn this off? Let's see what's... let's see, suppose if maybe you can help us with this thing. This is a questionnaire. We're interested in how people throughout Georgia talk, the different words that they use for different things. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You might say, he really looks, what?
Tacky.
Okay. And would you use the same word if it was a woman instead of a man? Or would you use a different word?
I mean, I'd use the same word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say, he's really...
dressed up.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly, what, for his age?
Active.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is what?
Sloth.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
From a woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when if a person has to get across a field? He can either go around, let's say it's got a fence around it. He can either go all the way around, he can climb over the fence and go from one corner to the other corner. Now what would you